to tell you a story about someone else who was rescued. Who's sitting waiting for my story? Everyone ready? Are you comfortable? Good. Then we shall begin. God had a job for Jonah, but Jonah didn't want it. Go to Nineveh, God said, and tell your worst enemies that I love them. No, said Jonah. Those are bad people doing bad things. Exactly, said God. They've run far away from me, but I can't stop loving them. No, said Jonah. They don't deserve to be rescued. I tell you what I'll do. I'll run away, thought Jonah. I'll run away as far as I can from God so he won't be able to find me and I won't have to do what he wants me to do. That's a good plan, thought Jonah. It's a very good plan. But of course it wasn't a good plan at all. Not a good plan at all. It was a silly plan because however far you run away from God, you can't really run away from God. So Jonah went ahead with his not very good plan. One ticket to not Nineveh, please, said Jonah. And he boarded a boat, sailing in the opposite direction to where God wanted him to go. Well, it wasn't long before a fierce wind blew up and the boat started to lurch and pitch and roll. And everything, including all the people on board, started to turn green. Have you ever done that on a boat? Turned green? Yes, we all know what follows the green. You see, the first thing that went wrong was that Jonah's not very good plan was that God sent a big storm to stop him. The sailors couldn't sail, so they started throwing everything they could overboard. Suitcases, food, anything they could find. But now Jonah had cottoned on and he knew the storm was actually his fault. And so he said, "You need to throw me overboard into the sea." And so, after one, two, three, they threw Jonah overboard into the sea. And no sooner had Jonah hit the water with a big splash than the sea went calm, perfectly calm, and the sailors were safe. Jonah went down to the bottom of the sea, and just when he thought it was all over, that was it, his life was ended. God sent a big fish to swallow him up with one big gulp. Have you ever been swallowed by a fish? No. It's tricky to imagine. Jonah at first thought that he had actually died. It was so dark, he thought he was no longer alive. But then he smelt rotting food and he felt slimy seaweed. And he could tell it was all messy, and he knew he was not dead at all. He was actually in the belly of a big, fat fish. Sitting there in the dark for 3 whole days. Pretty soon, Jonah realized that his good plan was not so good at all. And he was sorry that he'd run away, and he started to pray that God would save him. So after 3 days, the fish arrived at shore and spat Jonah safely out onto a sandy beach. But he didn't lie there and sunbathe, as some of us may well have done. Instead, God said, go straight to Nineveh. And this time, Jonah, having learnt from his previous experience, went straight to Nineveh and told the people the message of God. He said, stop running from God. Stop doing things God doesn't want you to do. I've learned that running from God doesn't work. And the people of Nineveh, who had been running from God, listened to Jonah and turned back to God. And God, just as he had saved Jonah, saved the people of Nineveh. The story of Jonah being rescued is a dramatic story. But there's a difference between this rescue and other rescues. This rescue was not performed by people. When Jonah was thrown into the sea, we didn't see helicopters or boats or divers. Instead, a big fish, whale, shark, something huge, swallowed Jonah up. Because this rescue wasn't a rescue attempt by other people, it was a rescue that was planned by God. And it was planned long before Jonah ran. Because God knew when he asked Jonah to help him that Jonah wasn't going to listen. God knew that Jonah was going to run away from him. God knew that Jonah was going to try and get as far away from God as possible. And God knew that meant Jonah was going to get into trouble. And so God arranged a rescue plan. A big fish that would rescue Jonah and put him on dry land. And you know why that is? Because our God doesn't just create the world around us, but he rescues people as well. The thing about rescuing someone is that to rescue someone, you have to actually care about them. If you're not bothered about someone, you're not going to bother rescuing them or helping them. Simon clearly cared about me when I was stuck in the cupboard. I think. Rocky cared about Ginger in the pie machine. And God cared about Jonah. These people cared enough to rescue others from danger. But you know what the most amazing thing is? That we've talked a lot about how God created us. But God also cares about us. Every single one of us. Take a look around. Go on, turn your heads around. Look at other people. There's not one person in this room who God doesn't care about. He cares about every single one of us. So amazingly. There's a verse in the Bible that says this. When we were unable to help ourselves at the right time, Christ died for us, although we were living against God. Very few people will die to save the life of someone else, although perhaps for a good person, someone might possibly die. But God shows his great love for us in this way. Christ died for us. While we were still sinners. You see, while we were running from God, while we didn't care about God, while we weren't bothered about God, he put into plan the greatest rescue plan of all time. He sent Jesus Christ, his only son, into the world to become a human being, to live the life that we live, to experience the pain and the suffering and the temptation and everything that we will ever experience. So we can never say God doesn't understand, because God has lived the life that we live. Except there was a difference. Jesus wasn't running from God. He was God coming to earth, running towards us to bring us back to God, to say, look, I love you so much. I'm willing to experience everything you will ever experience. And then at the end of the day, I'm going to take your place and I'm going to die for you in your place. So that if you come back to God, you need never die and be separated from God, but you can be with God forever. Even though you've run, even though you've done things wrong, I'll take your place, your pain, your suffering. And if you come back to God, you will never be separated from him again. The greatest rescue plan of all time for each and every one of us here. Jesus died in our place that we might live and be free and be happy and know God forever. Do you think that's a great rescue plan? It's all right. I hope you do, because it's not often that God gives his life for someone else, and yet he gave it for people he had created.